Hello there, and thanks for joining me in the podcast tonight. Trust. That's my topic. A recent research by the Pew Foundation, actually it was conducted in 2019, but the findings have come forward now, indicated that Americans believe that trust in each other is abruptly declining. 71% of the respondents thought that interpersonal confidence has worsened in the last 20 years. That's an incredible indictment on the American population, the American people. We have lost trust in each other. We have lost the ability to generate trust in others and from others. Now, the research went on to show this, that most believe that trust problems can be fixed, but it will take outreach efforts and it will take acts of kindness. In other words, we'll have to earn back that sense of trust. Now, just reflect on that for a moment. One of the most important ingredients of a marriage is one's trust for each other. One of the most important ingredients in family life is the establishment and the maintenance of trust in each other, so that when you talk around the table, you can trust that that information, those conversations will not go out beyond the walls of the home. Same thing in a marriage, that your conversations, your behavior, your actions will not go out beyond the walls of the home and beyond the boundaries of your marriage. And that you can trust your partner totally. You can trust your children totally. You can trust your parents totally. You can trust each other as parents totally. That's what makes America great. That's what makes a family great. That's what makes a marriage great. That's what makes a person great. That they can be trusted. Their word means their word. When they say they're going to do something, they do it. When they say they're going to be somewhere, they're there. When they say they're going to accomplish something, they accomplish it. When they say they're going to fulfill some kind of obligation, they fulfill it. Trust comes as a result of living a trustworthy life. And we need to teach that to our children. We need to teach that to our youth, our teenagers. Build trust in family members. Start in the home. Start with the friends of your family, peers of your kids, and then reach outward. Speak about trust. Drill the word trust into your kids' lives. Let them hear the word. Let them hear examples of it. Let them see examples of it. Let your kids know that they can trust you as parents. And you want to know that you can trust them as kids, as your family, as your children. We need trust. Unfortunately, we have many aspects of our society and many aspects of our community and many aspects of our world today in which we have lost trust. We've lost trust in the Catholic Church, in many of the priests. Not all, but many of them. But it casts a dark cloud over the Catholic Church. Many of the Protestant Church, the same thing. Ministers have let us down, and a dark cloud gets casted over the Church. People leave the Church because of that. They can't trust. We need to take trust seriously. School teachers lose the trust of their kids, the trust of their parents, by how they act, how they try to cover up things, how they try to hide things, committing of sexual misconduct towards children, and so on, and it goes. You know, once you lose the sense of trust, you've lost the relationship. You've lost the power of that relationship. You lost the integrity of that relationship, whether it's a marriage or whether it's family life or whether it's a teacher-parent or teacher-student relationship or whatever it is. When trust has been broken, the relationship has been broken. Often for life. Research recently has shown that a doctor, if he's going to perform surgery or a major medical procedure on somebody, that patient must totally trust the doctor and like the doctor for that successful procedure to be successful. We need surgeries to be successful. It doesn't depend totally upon the surgical procedure. It depends to some degree on the relationship between the patient and doctor and the level of trust and the level of likability between the two of them. So trust is a big factor. I urge you to consider the trust relationship that you have within your family, within your marriage, within your friendships, within your schoolroom, within your office, wherever you are. What's the level of trust? And if it's not there, you need to address it. It needs to be clarified. It needs to be cleaned up and reestablished. And you can do it. But it's going to take somebody to take the initiative to call it what it is, and then do the corrective action to bring about trust again. Hey, nice to have you with me. Thanks for joining in. Let me just refer you to my book, Lessons from My Father. A lot of lessons in there that we learn from our fathers. And trust is a big factor And there are lessons in there about building trust and establishing trust and having trust in a relationship. Get that on Amazon. Get that on my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com. Bye for now.